We're learning Masech the Zivam and Staff Samach Vav and Aleph, starting the seventh parak. The Mishnah says, Amana l'kayin gadol, grusha l'chutzu l'kayin hedit. If you have Isuri Kuna, Amana l'kayin grusha l'chutzu l'hedit, Hechnis la'avni meluk v'avdi tzarim basil. She has avni meluk which are not in the ksuva. He has no achrayas on them. They're hers. And avdi tzarim basil, which are in the ksuva, and he has achrayas on them, and they're considered his. Avni meluk le'echol b'tshuma. Because they're hers, and she can't eat chuma, she's a chalala. She's an amana l'kayin gush, because that she becomes a chalala. She can't eat chuma, so Rav Adam also can't eat chuma. Avdi tzarim basil yechlu. Avdi tzarim basil is considered his, because he's chayiv and achrayis, and male they could eat chuma. And then the Mishnah says, if we have a regular bas yisrael, she needs l'kayin, they both can eat chuma, because she could also eat chuma. So both his and her Rav Adam can eat chuma. And then you have the case of bas yisrael, she needs l'kayin, when a baskayin shenisus liyisrael, when neither of them can eat chuma, he's Yisrael and she's married to Yisrael, so neither of them can eat chuma. That's the Mishnah. So on this shaila, when you have an amanu l'kayin god a grusha l'chutzu l'kayin hedyet, where he could eat chuma and she can't, and therefore his avadim could and hers can't. So avdi tzarim basil his avadim they could eat chuma, avdim lo kanat. So Teis asks Akasha, what about the man liyama kinyan peiris kinyan aguf dami? The machlekes in the Gemara and other places. Is it considered yours if all you have is a kinyan peiris? Here, the husband has a kinyan peiris. He gets it l'peiris. He gets all the peiris of the eved. He just owns the guf. So why do you consider that his kinyan kaspei? Kinyan peiris, a kinyan aguf dami. So Taisa says it's not considered kinyan kaspei. Since ain't a guf shalai, k'may she'ain yesim shein v'ayin l'ish afil l'man yom a kinyan peiris a kinyan aguf dami. So just like you find, we go on to the halacha that if you knock out the tooth or the eye of an evit, he goes free. But it says, what if you have avde malug? So the Gemara says, even if you hold kinyan peiris kinyan guf dami, the evit does not go free. And it's the Gemara in Bava Kama. The end of the Gemara is mashma, if you hold kinyan peiris lavka kinyan guf dami, then when the isha knocks out the shame v'ayin, they go free. If you hold kinyan peiris kinyan guf dami, so neither, they'll go free for either of them. But Taisus is saying it's daimant in that case. But what's the reason though? What's taka the reason? If Kenyan peiris can guf dami, so why don't they go free when he knocks out? It's considered his. What's pshat? He's answering, they don't eat chuma because, like shein v'ayin. He's answering a shverid din with a shverid din. So Taisus in Bava Kama Daf Tzadi explains, why don't they go out the shein v'ayin to the ish? Because he can't be mafkia the kinyan aguf of the isha. The pshat is, if you hold kinyan peiris laf kinyan aguf, so the isha is considered the sole owner. But if you hold kinyan peiris and kinyan aguf, they're both considered owners. And if I'm a kinyan peiris and kinyan aguf, but kinyan aguf is actually kinyan aguf. So mela, neither can be mafkia the other's money. That's why he doesn't go out b'shem v'ayin. So what does that have to do with here? So gepshuta, what he means is, let's say you have an eved that belongs to two shutfim, a kayin and a Yisrael. The chari can eat chuma because there's a chalik of him that belongs to the Yisrael. See here also, the bailus that the isha has of the kinyan aguf is ma'akev on them eating chuma. And that's what Avnei Mulum, there's a tshuva he has on this topic at the end of the Sefer Avnei Mulum Simin Yadzayin. He starts with this svara. Just like, even though kinyan peiris or kinyan aguf, he doesn't have kayach to mashachar the kinyan aguf of the isha, here also he can't be meichel the kinyan aguf of the isha who can't eat chuma, he can't be meichel the avadim. But then Avnei Mulum says he has a different reason why. And that is, when you're dealing with the kinyan of an eved, there's two things. It's called the kinyan mammon and the kinyan iser. An eved is property. Kesharia v'chamayret. So that's called the kinyan mammon. So you have to discuss it as a property. But there's another kinyan the eved called the kinyan iser. What's a kinyan iser? The fact that he's niknet to a adain, that's what makes him mutter to marry a shifcha, and that's what makes him that he's chayiv mitzvahs ki isha, and he's not chayiv more mitzvahs. That's a kinyan iser. You have a gemara that says, amafkel avda is yatzel chayiv zetzarech get shifcha. What's the case? He's mafkid Evid, he has no kinyan mammon. But still, he writes a get shechur. He has a kinyan iser. The Evid is still mutter b'shifcha. And like Tosfos brought, the Evid can eat chuma. So what causes the Evid to eat chuma? The kinyan iser, not the kinyan mammon. So he says, the man yom a kinyan peiris and kinyan aguf, that's because the guf is aimed the peiris. So male, the kinyan peiris is a kayach to mevatel the kinyan aguf. So male, you say kinyan peiris and kinyan aguf. But that's for the kinyan mammon. The kinyan iser, then fakert. Who has a kinyan iser? The one who has a kinyan aguf, not the one who has a kinyan peiris. So mainly he says, that Shem V'ayin Vaistais, he says also, is telling in the Kenyan, is the Kenyan Isit. So Mela, since, even though the Ish has a Kenyan moment, but he can't take, he's not Meisib Shem V'ayin, because the Ish has a Kenyan Isit. I think you need both. So Mela, each one, the Ish, who has a Kenyan Peris, he's considered having the Kenyan moment. Kenyan Peris, Kenyan Agof Dami. The Ish who has a Kenyan Isit, she has a Kenyan Agof. And Mela, she has a Kenyan Isit, so Mela, they're both Ma'akev. So that's what Taisus means in, as he goes on. He says, "Ksaseish of Raya de Bechuma is lina vasa kinyan agov." The Bereish Berek Basha decreases Amagav and Mafka have the Eid Zacharis, Mukavish Shechreichel Bechuma, Ava Bisha Ein Lerav Peris El Agov. I feel man diam a kinyan peris in the Gov Adam Yasa. So he says, what Taisus means is, you see from there, that Achilles Chuma is telling the kinyan Isser. So that's why, even though kinyan peris is kinyan agov, but he doesn't have the kinyan Isser. The Meimesh Simchav Gimel Aischav Aleph Echav Beis. He says very close to Avnei Melum. He comments to Avnei Melum. He's learning come out the same. He learns that Avnei Melum insists that the Kenyan Isser is the one who has the Kenyan Aguf. The Meimesh says that's not true. The Kenyan Isser is whoever has the Kenyan Mammon has the Kenyan Isser. That's Bederach Klal how it works. You have the Kenyan Mammon, Meli get the Kenyan Isser. So Meli, if one has the Kenyan Peris and one has the Kenyan Aguf, they both share the Kenyan Isser. But the point is like this. It's a similar art. That Kenyan Peris and Kenyan Aguf Dami means the Mammon. In the Mammon, you're considered the Baal Mammon. But here, it's not totally in the Mammon, it's totally in the Isser. In the Isser, they jointly own it. Not like the way the Avnei Melum says that only the Isha has a Kenyan Isser. No, they jointly own the Kenyan Isser, because both the Kenyan Aguf and the Kenyan Peris have the Kenyan Isser. So since it's totally in Kenyan Isser, so Mela, they both have it, so Mela again, he can't be Michael because she also has a Kenyan Isser in it because she has the Kenyan Aguf. And it being Zariah from Mafka Avdai, that's totally in the Kenyan Isser. So in Mela, both the Kenyan Peris and the Kenyan Aguf have a Kenyan Isser. And in Mela, again, he won't be able to be Michael because it's not fully his. That says that Mum was saying only the Kenyan Aguf has the Kenyan Isser. And that's why, of course, Avdai Tzayim Baraz, Avdai Mluk don't eat Chuma because the Kenyan Isser is the Isha's. And Mimesh is saying that, no, the Kenyan Isser is divided into Kenyan Peris, Kenyan Aguf, just like the Kenyan Mammon. But by Mammon you say that you go bust to the Kenyan Peris. By Isser you say they both have it. Then Avnei Melum says, I have even a better raya that everything's totally in the Kenyan Isser. An Arus eats Chuma. An Arus eats Chuma, Midaraisa. Kayin ki Ignish Kenyan, Nefesh Kenyan Kasle applies to Arusa. And then there's no Kenyan Mammon. By Nisur is a Kenyan Mammon. He gets the Maisi Adayim. He has some Kenyan Mammon. By an Arusi's Makadish and Isha, there's no Kenyan Mammon. So Akarka has to be the Kenyan Isser. And he vibes Shreya and Taisus. Why didn't he bring that Raya? But the Mimesha there, Aischav, in the Kaivitz Aris, Sim Menzayim Aish Dalid, says it's a Pella. If that's a good Raya, so why didn't the Gemara Krisis bring the Raya? The Gemara Krisis had a Shaila if Ma'ukav gets Shechur, it's Chuma or not. That a Shaila of the Kenyan Isser is enough to be Michael Chuma. Why could they bring a Raya from Arusa? So they both say that an Ish is different than an Eved. An Eved eats Chuma because he's the Kenyan of the Baal. So they have a Shaila. Is it the Kenyan Mammon? Is it the Kenyan Isser? They have a Shaila. An Isha doesn't eat Chuma because she's the property of the Baal, even in a Suha. She's not the property, she doesn't belong to the Baal. He doesn't really have an actual Kenyan, a Mammonistic Kenyan. It's because she's the wife of the Kayan. A wife of a Kayan can eat Chuma. We'll see about it a little bit more in the Hemshech. So Mel is Bechwal Manaraya if the Kenyan of the Baal is also Kenyan Mammon of the Kenyan Isser. But the Kitzer, Taisa's Kasha is Kenyan Peris, Kenyan Guf, why can't it be Michael Avnei Melug? And the answer is, it's the same reason why, because they're not Yetzir B'Shem V'Ayin, even though Kenyan Peris, Kenyan Guf. And what is that reason? That reason is because she also has a Kenyan Aguf, so the Avnei Melum says the reason is because it's not telling the Kenyan Mammon, it's telling the Kenyan Isser. And the Avnei Melum holds because the Kenyan Aguf, that's the one who has a Kenyan Isser. But the Mimesh holds, no. The Kenyan Isser also is the schalik between the Kenyan Mammon and the Kenyan Guf, the Kenyan Peris and the Kenyan Guf. But just like B'Shem V'Ayin, the Kenyan Peris is not enough to mafkir her Kenyan, who would then by Chuma, the Kenyan Peris is not enough to be the sole Bailim. And since he's not the only Bailim, that's why the Vadim can't eat Chuma. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, Amanu l'kayin gadol gushel chutzakayin hedyet, ta'avnim luk can't eat Chuma. Frank the Gemara, ta'avnim luk le'echel b'chuma, amay le'evi ki kinyane shekani kin. The Gemara asks Akasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says, minayin l'kayin shenasi isha v'kana avadim shekhel b'chuma, shnev v'kayin kik nefesh kinyin kasbay. ומנין לאישה שכנסו אבדם, ואבדם שכנסו אבדם, שייכל בתשומה, שנאבה וכהן כי יקנה נפש כנין כעסבי, כניוני שכנה כנין איכל. So that's the kasha. Since the Isha is nicknamed to the Kayim, and the Avadim are nicknamed to the Isha, it's Kinyana Shekana Kinyan, they should be able to teach you Mal Sinif Kinyana Shekana Kinyan. So Taisa says, why did the Gemara have to ask the kasha from the Braisa? Can I ask the kasha from the Sefer of the Mishnah? The Sefer of the Mishnah says, the Master So, Shanisis the Kayim, Bein Avdi Sembraiz, Bein Avdim Luga, Eichlim. So you see, the Avdim Luga could eat. Why could they eat? There must be Kinyana Shekana Kinyan. Why do you have to bring from the Braisa? So Taisa says, there the Isha is a chalas. So you would think that Avadim eat Mikayach her, not Mikayach the Baal of Kinyan Shekana Kinyan. And the Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they explain a little bit more. They say, in the case where she's a Chalas, she's mamish like a Kayan. She's like a Kayan herself. Of course Avadim could eat it. He did discuss her. But when she's not a Chalas, she's a Chalala, so she's not a Kayan. But nevertheless, the Kinyan Shekana Kinyan should eat because of him. Because he's kind to her, and she's kind to Avadim, so he has a Kenyan, Shekana Kenyan on these Avadim. But the Mishnah is not a Raya. The Mishnah of Shad has nothing to do with him. It has to do with her. She can eat, so she can makel her Avadim. That's what Rishayim explained. So Kumtais, there seems to be two reasons why Isha can be makel her Avadim. First of all, Kenyan and Shekana Kenyan. The Baal is makel because he's kind to the Isha, who's kind to the Avadim. And there's a second reason, when the Isha is an Eichelis, so she's like a Kayin, so she's not going to make a Avadim. That's what at least the Havimin held. So the Havimin is said, Eina Chanami, by Chalala, you don't have the reason that she's like a Kayin, because she's like a Chalala. But typically, you have the reason of Kinyan Shekana Kinyan. And what was the Gemara's Teretz? The Ravina says, it's Kinyan Eichel Machel, Shein Eichel Eina Machel. That means even as a din of Kinyan Shekana Kinyan, there's Xerius Akasav, it's only when the Kinyan can be Eichel, then it can be Machel. When the Kinyan can't be Eichel, then it can't be Machel. That's what Avinu says. And Rav and Avashi said, no, I mean, the Raisa she could eat. They each have a different reason for Exera, why the Rabbanim would say she can't eat. So, Lamaskana Sagamara, what happened? Does the Avda Isha eat because she's like a Kayan, like the Havimin held? Or did they eat like the Baal, like Kenyan Shekana Kenyan? So, Mechaskana holds that it's totally in the two Terutzim in the Gemara. And it starts in the Sefer Achinuch Chiddush. Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Resh Pei writes, Evik Nani could eat, Kenyan Kaspahu. If the Eved is kinda avadim, they could eat, because ki yikna nefesh kinyan kasmai. But he says like this, avon lema Eved sheini kana shlishi eina eichel. If let's say an Eved's kinda an Eved, and that Eved's kinda a third Eved, the third Eved can eat. Ki yikna nefesh amachman, if loy kinyan ha kinyan. You have kinyan shekana kinyan, you have the Baal, you have his kinyan, you have kinyan shekana kinyan. But if that kinyan is kinda kinyan, then he can eat. That's the chiddush of the Sefer Achinuch. The Mechas Chinuch says it's a Chiddush. You don't have a Makar Mefurish of the Gemara. From the Gemara alone, maybe you could say it goes at Seif Kalaylam. But I'll go upon him, that's the Sefer Achinuch Chiddush. So the Mechas Chinuch says it's totally in the Machlekes Ravina and Ravashi. Because Ravina said that there's a limitation. Kinyan Shekana Kinyan only work. Kinyan Eichel Machel. Kinyan Shein Eichel Eine Machel. So Kumtais, Ravina clearly doesn't hold like the Havimin. Why? Because the Havimin held even out the din of Kinyan Shekana Kinyan. If the Isha is Eichel, she can be Eichel. You know, you can't Shekana Kinyan for that. That's what Rishayim say. The Havimin didn't ask the Kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, I'm going to assume she's mamish like a Kayin. She can eat, of course, Avadim can eat, because she can eat. But Ravina, who says only a Kinyan Eichel can be Eichel, a Kinyan Shekana Eichel can't be Eichel, so he can't hold of that Svarah. Because Memanavshach, what do you need Kenyan and Shekana Kenyan? If the Kenyan can eat, you don't need the Kenyan and Shekana Kenyan. Typically, anyone who can eat is mamish like a Kayan. His Kenyan can eat because of him. Elamai can't eat, but in that case, you don't say Kenyan and Shekana Kenyan. Elamai, even when you eat, that's not a siva to be Michael or Maskana. Even one who eats can only be Michael because of Kenyan and Shekana Kenyan. And Kenyan and Shekana Kenyan only works when he's a Kenyan Eichel. So being chayzer from both anachas, the Havimin held two things. The Havimin held that when the Isha could eat, Havadim could eat Stamas, and now it's Kenyan Isha kind of Kenyan, because she's like a Kayan. And when she can't eat, Al Kapanim, you have the din of Kenyan Isha kind of Kenyan. Ravina says, no. Kenyan Isha kind of Kenyan is only when she eats. If she doesn't eat, you don't have Kenyan Isha kind of Kenyan. And vice versa, if she eats, what do you need Kenyan Isha kind of Kenyan? Vice says, even when she eats, she can't be machal on herself, she can't be machal on Kinyan Shekana Kinyan. So now you can make this chiluk that since you need the din of kinyan and shekan and kinyan, so now it only works for kinyan sheni, not for kinyan shlishi. So you could say like the sefer achinuch, kinyan and shekan and kinyan is only two owners, but already the third kinyan already can't eat. It's too far removed. But according to Rav and Rav Ashi, they lechayr still go with the havamina. The havamina was that the isha is meichel stam even without the din of kinyan and shekan and kinyan. But then there's another din of kinyan shekana kinyan when she's not eichel, and Rav and Ravashi hold, yeah, midaraisa, even if she's not eichel, din of kinyan shekana kinyan. So mistami, he's still older than the havimina, that when she is eichel, you don't need kinyan shekana kinyan. If you don't need kinyan shekana kinyan, so then you can't be mechal between the kinyan sheni and kinyan shlishi. It has nothing to do with how far removed this from the bowel. Any kinyan that could eat is like a kayin. The kayin himself can be meichel on his own steam. You can't make a chol between a sheni and a shlishi. That's a minchas tinnach shtikl teir. Ad kan divi and minchas tinnach. Tainet divi meisham. There's a braisa later in Daf Samach Zayin that says, if you have an eishes kayin that her husband died, and she has children, so what's the halacha? If you have an eishes kayin, her husband died and she has children, so the halacha is she can continue to eat chuma because of her children. If she has no children, so she can't eat chuma anymore. She's not married to a kain. But if he has a child from a kain, yilid beisik meichel b'achle kribe yachilu, she could eat. The braises mavur her avadim could also eat. See, we're talking about a Yisrael. She's the Yisraelis. Why is she eating? Because she has children. And still you see that her avadim can eat. So you see, there is such a yisayin that when the isha could eat chuma, at least because of her children, her avadim could eat, not because of kanishkan kinyan. There is no kanishkan kinyan. Her husband is dead. She's not kani to the husband. Her husband divorced her. But she has a child. So it's clear that stam she could eat, and she's like a kain, and her avadim could eat. So first of the kasha, the Minchas Chinuch made a cheshbit. Ravina said that kinyan eichel meichel, kinyan shein eichel eina meichel, so vaystays, if she's eina eichel, even you don't even have din of kinyana shekana kinyan. It's only when it's eichel. When it's eichel, I'm proving to you from the Gemara of Samach Zayin, you don't need kinyana shekana kinyan. So why do we have it shver? I mean, the Minchas Chinuch, that part of the cheshbit seems to be ironclad. Al Karach Ravina had to say the Gemara was chayziv in the Svara that stam and eichel can eat without the din of kinyana shekana kinyan. Because when would you need the din of kinyana shekana kinyan? But here we have the shverkeit. The Brais on Daf Samach Zayin that says that Eish that Tzachel is Vishul B'na that Vandam could eat. Vay says there is such a Svara that if she could eat, even without the din of Kiyan Ashkan Akinyan, that Vandam could eat. So what's Pshat? So Zagdei Mei Maisha, there's a difference between an Isha and an Ephet. An Isha, an Eish is kind that eats, whether she eats for her husband, whether she eats Vishul B'na, she's a kind. She has Kedusha's Kuna, and that's why she could be Meichel Ha'Evet just like any kind can Meichel Ha'Evet. And he says, there's the Afusa, besides for Kain King, the Shem Shkinyas, there's the Afusa called Tar Bebeska Yechal. And the Isha is Tar Bebeska, she's like a Kain. And then Mel Shikim Michael Ba'avadim without the din of Kiyan Shikan Kinyan. That's what he says. Now we spoke about this earlier on Daphne and Zahin. Set over from the Kaivitz Aris. He saw in the Pirish Mishnais in Gittim Perik Aleph that there's a big chil between an Eved that's Eichel and an Isha that's Eichel. An Eved that's Eichel is like a behemoth of a Kain that's Eichel. He has no din to eat bechlal. The kain is being meichel him. He eats because that's the way the kain consumes the chuma. Just like we'll see in Amud Beis, a kain can give his beim a karshine chuma, a Yisrael can't, because that's called the kain consuming the chuma through his behema. So too, when a kain gives the eved to eat, that's him eating the chuma. That's him consuming the chuma. But the eved has no din to etzim to eat the chuma mitzar etzim. Ashenk and the isha. The Ishi eats because she's like a kain. She has a din to eat. She herself can eat. The marriage to the kain, or the child from the kain, gives it a mila to eat chuma. That's how we explain why an Ishi that's the schal can eat chuma, but an Eved could. So Mimela, so this explains it. An Ishi that eats, be'etzim, if she can eat, so she can be meichel, because she's like a kain. That was a havin, it's a maskona usa. Ravina usa holds that way. But an eved would never have such a din, even though he could eat, because he's not eating bishul himself. He's eating because that's a kain eating. For that, you need the din of kiyana shekana kinyan. Kump Ravina says there's a limitation of kiyana shekana kinyan. The limitation of kiyana shekana kinyan is, it has to be a kinyan eichel. So Mele, according to Avinu, will come out that the din won't apply to Isha. Because by Isha Mimanushach, if she could eat, then Stam she's a Kayin. If she's a Kayin, Stam Rav Adam could eat. If she can't eat, so then there's no din of Kiyanishkan Kinyan. The Gemara thought that just like an Evid, there's din of Kiyanishkan Kinyan, who would in the Isha She'ena Echelos will be such a din? Avinu says no. Rav and Rav Ashi says no. Just like an Evid that's kind of Avadim could eat, who would in the Isha, even if she can't eat, there's din of Kinyan Ashikana Kinyan. So Kumtais Lafizeh, even according to Ravina and Ravashi, there's a din of the Chinuch's din is correct. Because the Chinuch is saying if an Evid buys an Evid, and that Evid buys an Evid, then the third Evid can eat. Only Kinyana Shekana Kinyan, not the next one. But that's by an Evid. If a Isha buys an Evid, and that Evid buys an Evid, the Isha is like a Kayin if the Isha eats. So now it would be like Kinyan Shekana Kinyan. So you can go a little further. You see, on the Ikach Kiddush of the Chinuch, the third Kinyan, only the secondary Kinyan could eat, not the third. The Aruch Haner says that the Rambam argues. Because the Rambam, Hilchos Truma, Perek Zayin Hilchos Yecheh, says, V'chein avdei kayin shekanu avadim, if let's say the avadim of the kayin makanu avadim, v'avdei ishtai shekanu avadim, or the avadim his wife that will kanu avadim, yechlo, they could say Truma. Shema, ki yikne nefesh kinyin, kaspe filo kinyin akinyin. So the Rambam says, if his wife's avadim were kayna avadim, then they can eat. So you see clearly from the Rambam, that his isha, that's the kinyin, her avadim, that's the kiyana shekana kinyin, their avadim, that's already the third one, can eat. So you see, the Aruch Haner says, the Rambam doesn't like the chinuch. And he says, the shal is the gears of a braisa. We our gears of our braisa is menayim le'isha shekana avadim, va'avadov shekanu avadim. That means his wife is kind of avadim, or his avadim are kind of avadim. So that's a kinyin sheni. So that's what the chinuch says, not the kinyin shlishi. But the Rambam was gears. The Rashi brings the Girsa Sarach. Va'avadeha shekanu avadim. And ayin she'isha shekanu avadim. Va'avadeha shekanu avadim. Her avadim. So that's already three. So you see, even a kinyan shlishi works. That's what the Aruch Haner says. And Rabbi Kivega on the Gilyan and the Shasi Frankel Rambam says exactly the same thing. That this Rambam is right now with the Chinuch and it's totally in the Girsa of the Raisa. Now really, it's a little bit strange because the Torah's Kainim that we have, Parashas Emor, the beginning of Parash Tehei, and also the Sefta here, Perek Tes Malach Hei, is clearly Geiris Avadeh Shekhanu Avadim. Yishalmi Yoso. So the Chaya, there are Klarim Geiris to the Rambam's Girsa. But if you were saying, you don't have to say this any Machlekes. The Eishas Kain is not Kinyan, the Eishas Kain is a Kain. Just like you see, like, we brought the Raya, the Imre Maisha, that Adav Samach Zayin, the Isha, even the Chalz Mishul Benah, her Avadim Kedit. So first you write so. So the Eishas Kain's Avadim Stam can eat. And the Avad, her Avadim that a Kain Avadim, that's a Kinyan Sheni. And the Chinuch would never argue. The Chinuch says that if the Avadim a Kain Avadim, and those Avadim a Kain Avadim, that's a Kinyan Shlishi. Because Avadim don't have a Din Kain. So Avadim can only announce Kinyan, and Kinyan is a kind of Kinyan that only works for the third thing. I saw in the Derech Hamuna from Chaim Knievsky, in the Tzion Halacha there, Ois Kup Tzadik Zayin, that he brings on the Rambam, in the Derech Hamuna, he brings the chinuch that says that the third kinyan wouldn't work, and he brings and seeing halacha that the medayik and the Rambam not that way, and the Yeshua's Malkai is mechal tinish and eved b'chayy. That's the reason an eved doesn't have a din to eat. It's only as kinyan, so the kinyan only go for two avadim. Now shekin the isha alone has her own din, so her avadim and her avadim's avadim are kinyan and shekana kinyan.